I don't think he had, would have reason to, but you know, sometimes people do those things, and by golly, I'm just not going to take it.
Now, we should know by Wednesday, he'd be finished his testimony by Wednesday.
Yeah.
But that story's playing big, too, that he's in an open gut fight, had Baker on swearing he didn't want to take him to in contempt charges, but...
saying he did not want to?
Yeah, saying that he was not going to do that, but the inference being that that there had been a hell of a fight and that Baker had been leading the charge for that.
Oh, really?
That's right. So it...
you think Baker did lead the charge? I'd be surprised.
Well, I doubt that. I doubt it. But obviously there was sentiment in the committee to do that, and that it would either be Baker or Gurney,
I suppose. Yeah.
And then it also mentioned that Scott had stepped out.
Yeah, are they, but they're not burying that embezzlement story then, or are they?
No, they're not burying it. It didn't get, Brezhnev got the full play tonight,
yeah.
But it got treatment, and that's enough. It got treatment that Scott called him an embezzler, and that's a short step from a liar.
Yeah, well, that's a very good, that's a good move.
Right.
Somebody else would step up for that.
Now, Connolly's play was mixed, as I thought it would be. One network was very positive, and the other two were that he's done his job, was going back to Texas, and Brinkley did a little editorial that this was the demise of Connolly.
Oh, God.
Which was really a sorry thing, and we'll overcome that.
Yeah. Connolly didn't really say that he was going back to Texas, did he?
Yes, he did. He said his advisory role, as it's been, will be concluded largely by midsummer.
Yeah.
But he didn't say there wouldn't be any more advisory. He meant on the every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it on balance, it
well,
was
that's plus. All right. He didn't. But he indicated he would be continuing to advise in the future and other things.
That's right, and the facts are that it was interpreted that if you would have taken any bad reading of it, it would be that he didn't make the grade, not that he left us. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, well, we just don't want,
we don't want that to happen.
Any separation there.
No, no.
And we'll see.
Which was an interesting twist. It wasn't he was bailing out in any way. You probably had enough advisors. That's the way it was.
Well, the way Ron ought to play it, though, and anybody down there is that he will continue to be an advisor. I mean, the whole point is that
exactly.
he just can't spend full time on it and never intended to.
That's right, and that's just sense.
He took this and he had a very great sacrifice, and now he's he will come in for. Remember, he's already agreed to that, to come to the energy meetings, the economic meetings, right?
Yes, sir. And there's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he confirmed it again for me last night because I just made it clear that I had told that to Laird. So before his dinner party,
yeah.
Laird was...